We've had a point at home when we were 2-0 down, so we showed great character against Plymouth from that. To then follow that up with a win away at Rochdale, it gives us a lot of confidence and a lot of belief. Not that that was missing in the run that we went on, but it just gives the players a little boost of belief that we're going about things the right way, and it gives us an opportunity on like you say, on Saturday to try and back that up against a very good Oxford team.
Just in terms of the way the table looks at the moment, there's very little to choose between the two sides going into this, is there? They're 3 points ahead of you, and it's quite a congested 10-point sort of area between the playoffs and the relegation places.
Yeah, and I think that'll happen all the way through to the end of the season. I think it was the Oxford manager that said recently, you know, don't be looking at the table judging Oxford now, judge them at the end of the season. And I think that goes for everybody, you know.
Just on Delfonso, a terrific goal at Rochdale on New Year's Day. Does that sum up what Nathan Delfonso's all about, Gary? If you can get that out of him on a regular basis, you've got a real threat.
Yeah, we see him every day in training, and we saw him at Blackburn as well. And his finishing ability is unbelievable. Right foot, left foot, and he has the ability with his head as well. And Monday to Friday, you know, he does it on a consistent basis. It's then transferring that into the game. But the composure and the skill level of his goal, you know, we know that's in there. That's been the frustrating thing for him and for us, is that, you know, we know it's in there. He's got to then find a way of producing that week in, week out.
Can you do that week in, week out? It's the same for any player, yeah, isn't it? But when you've got that amount of talent and maybe haven't produced it on the level you'd want to, it's about finding ways to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of work being gone in to Nathan over the last couple of weeks with that, and giving him that belief. And fortunately, he does believe in himself still, even when he was going through the run. And, you know, that paid dividends for him on New Year's Day. And that boost now, he's got to carry that on.
And you're using certainly players to their versatility at the moment, aren't you? Ollie Turton's back now, and you know you can play him pretty much anywhere. Colin Daniels, another one of that, yeah, ilk, isn't he?
The two of them have been fantastic for us in the level of their performances, and the fact that, of what you've just said there, the fact that I could turn to the pair of them and say, go and play in goal, and I'm sure they'd just take the gloves, put them on and get on with it.
You're not going to though, are you?
No, not yet, no.
What sort of game then do you reckon Saturday?
Yeah, they're
United?
A good footballing team, and I like the manager. I like the way that they play, and he's been obviously with Gary Monk at Swansea, and you saw how Swansea were under Gary and Pep, and you know, it's going to be a tough game for us again. It'll be two footballing teams. Hopefully the conditions will be better than what they were New Year's Day, and it'll be a good game of football, but we've got to go there full of confidence and belief on how we've competed.